Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
This is Enrico Schaefer. I'm a drone attorney at Traverse Legal, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of trademark and trademark registration for your drone service business. Here is the problem. Virtually everyone who's trying to come up with a business name defaults to wanting to make it descriptive of what it is that they're doing. So Traverse City Drone Services is going to tell consumers that I'm offering drone services in Traverse City, but it's not a particularly good brand, and it may not qualify for trademark registration because it's too descriptive. Zappos, Microsoft, Google, these are all arbitrary words that became the brand that everyone understands relates to the company and identifies the company. As tempting as it is to be descriptive, I would encourage all drone service providers to try and come up with a name that is suggestive or arbitrary, that's really unique, that you make meaningful, that you turn into something special, that becomes recognizable as quality drone services. You'll have the strongest trademark protection. You'll have the fewest number of people who have similar names to yours and thus causing customer confusion. You'll have the strongest brand and IP value, which means if you go to sell the company, that trademark is an asset. It's going to be worth money, and it's going to be worth a lot more money if it's a really good, strong company name that can only mean you. My name is drone attorney and trademark attorney Enrico Schaefer. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at dronelaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.